Picture in your mind a traditional Cherokee Indian basket. You can see its shape, the bands of bundled pine needles or river cane wicker, the painted patterns drawn from tribal imagery. But when you see these baskets, do you reflect on treaty violations, or the appropriation of Native names and imagery, or forced removal from ancestral homelands? You might if these baskets were made by Shan Goshorn. She's Eastern Cherokee and among the many artists with work in Return from Exile, Contemporary Southeast Indian Art. The touring exhibition is in the Bardo Arts Center at Western Carolina University.
The biggest thing that we're known for is probably the baskets, but then people focus in on that and they think that's all we have.
Jeff Marley is an Eastern Cherokee artist, Heritage Arts Department Chair at Southwest Community College, alumni from Western Carolina University, and a native of Cherokee on the Kuala boundary.
For Native folks, you know, there's a lot of the stereotypes that's been projected by Hollywood, that's been projected by popular culture, novels, and film that, yeah, we have to work to move beyond that.
There are several dozen works in this exhibition from more than 30 artists whose tribes mark a band of Southeast migration, forced and otherwise. Like all great contemporary art shows, the work here makes you question, think, and reflect.
Anything that was done in a more traditional form was done because of the necessity of whatever it was. If it was a cooking pot or a bowl, we made that because we needed it. They weren't art.
That's Mary Welsh Thompson. From her home on the Kuala boundary, she makes functional pottery, nothing like the work in this exhibition. But she sees Return from Exile as vital to connect younger audiences with their heritage and history.
It's religious in nature, political in nature, even things that we didn't want to talk about, such as discrimination and the removal. Those points are being brought out and discussed and, well, not just tribal members, too. Any younger generation can maybe look at or relate to.
Native artists have committed to abstract narrative subjective expression for a half century, but exhibitions such as Return from Exile still exist in their own cultural ecosystem. Rarely are contemporary works from Native artists brought into larger exhibitions at the nation's leading museums and art centers.
Native Americans were taught to paint a certain way, especially a very flat style, kind of traditional way. And so there was this huge expectation, not only from the outside, but from the inside both, about what an Indian art should look like.
Bobby Martin is a Cherokee artist from Oklahoma and co-curator of this exhibition. He says it's wrong to see contemporary and traditional Native arts as separate and different.
The whole contemporary traditional dichotomy is a very artificial thing. An exhibition like this sort of hopefully explodes those kind of things because we're still telling stories, we're still telling our stories, we're still using a lot of traditional ways to tell those stories, but yet not cloaking it, but just throwing it out there in very contemporary ways.
Bear Allison is an emerging Eastern Cherokee artist motivated to weave Native legends into his film and photography. He just began showing his work publicly earlier this year, and he says it's up to Native artists to turn over the stereotypes that exist, both outside and inside the tribes.
It would only be Native art, not just because the Native was doing it, but if that knowledge of the culture and the traditions are applied to that art, because only a Native would know that or feel that with inside them and want to express it. And then inside of that, then you would be able to fight those stereotypes.
Return from Exile is on view through December 8th at the Bardo Arts Center. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.